Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. It is early this morning as I write, still dark with the gradual lightening of the sky. It is amazing how smoothly dawn occurs. The sun rises so gradually and yet rather quickly. You know the bright light of day is coming before you see it. I am enjoying my first cup as I gaze out the office window. Please enjoy yours. Today we are talking about Philippians 4:8. The verse reads, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." What shall I do? I have lost touch with joy. Has that ever happened to you? All that is going on in our country right now, and in my family and families I know, is overwhelming. My niece's little 2-year-old daughter was at her daycare, which is across the street from the school shooting last week. The school my niece teaches at and her 6-year-old son were on lockdown. So much that goes on around us we are helpless to control or fix. So I prayed about my blue state of mind. I even told the Lord I could use some joy. And he reminded me of Philippians 4:8. Instead of giving in to my blue thoughts, I need to follow the message of these verses. I should know better. Dwell on the beauty and love and blessings in my life. The fact is, I do know better. This is not the first time, by any means, that I have been awakened to my discouraged state of mind. It is not the first time the Lord has directed me to the wisdom of Paul. So, I will read the Bible stories. I will choose a book that is uplifting. Watch episodes of I Love Lucy or The Andy Griffith Show. Of course, that ages me. Places where life is lighter rather than filled with conflict. We can laugh at ourselves, and it reminds us that not all is dark and dreary. But mostly, I will pray. Pray for and give thanksgiving for love and health and beauty, friends and family. I remind myself that I am one tiny spot on this earth. I remind myself, though I have very little power to fix anything, I do have the power of the Lord in prayer. Prayers are answered. Joy is available. 1 Thessalonians 5:13-14. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for your life. The answer is there. The prescription is in those words. So I will fill my mind with good thoughts, good words, the wisdom of our Lord. I will acknowledge that in all circumstances, the Lord can bring comfort, strength, and faith. I will pray that he will open my eyes to needs of others around me and push me to respond with love and kindness. I will pray for love and peace in my little spot in the world. I feel better already. Let us pray. Lord, joy is so precious. It comes from the faith and trust that you, Lord, are always in charge, and despite the world, you only want what is good for us all. In all circumstances, open our eyes to the truth that you and your love and power are with us, and nothing can take our peace with you away. In your precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.